So I am here with a professional radio broadcaster, Jeff K.
Yeah.
From Lone Star, 92.5 KZPS.
I wouldn't go that far.
So what made you want to get into radio in the first place?
Oh, my goodness. Because I really didn't want to have to work for a living? No, I don't know. Just seemed like it was a fun job. You know, I was always a music fan. And when I realized that there were jobs out there where you can get paid to play records, that seemed like something that I'd really like to do.
What kind of education for this career did you have to take?
Let's see. I got a BA in communications at UT Arlington and majored in radio TV. And my minor was in film. So I took some film classes and mostly radio classes. And this was in the mid to late 80s.
Did you always work by yourself, or did you ever have a partner every once in a while?
Nope, always been by myself.
Was there ever a time when you said something on air that you probably shouldn't have said?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us?
Well, gosh. You know, I would say back in the first couple of years in radio, you know, especially back in the day before voice tracking and editing and all that stuff, where, you know, you were just flying by the seat of your pants, you might say something that you'd regret. You know, I remember once when I was working at The Edge back in the early 90s, we had a feature called Two for Tuesday, and the competitor across town was Q102, and they had double shots. And I accidentally said double shot on the radio, and I got in big trouble for that because that wasn't my radio station. That was the competitor's jingo. So, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I've never dropped an F-bomb on the air. I think once, you know what, when I went from The Bone to Lone Star for the first time back in 2006, I accidentally said 93.3 The Bone when I was on 92.5. That didn't go over very well. But yeah, nothing major that would have gotten me fired.
You also work for the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Cowboys. How did those jobs come up?
Well, I mean, both have kind of their own origins, but we'll start with the Dallas Stars. So, you know, huge hockey fan. Grew up on the East Coast, and so I moved to Dallas to go to college in 1982. And the Stars didn't move to town until 93, so I went like a full decade without any hockey. So I would kind of follow the NHL, and I would kind of do whatever I could to be around hockey. And then when the Stars moved to town in 93, I was a season ticket holder right away. And being in radio at the time, I kind of got to know the front office personnel. I got to know the marketing department. And in 1995, I'm sorry, fast forward to 2005 when they moved. Hang on, I'm gonna get my years straight. 2001, when they moved to American Airlines Center, they wanted to revamp the game presentation, and they asked me if I would be interested in consulting the music, kind of just coming in, taking a look, seeing what I thought, and that evolved into me becoming the music director for the team. And so I was the music director for the Stars for, gosh, I want to say four seasons. And then that evolved into the in-game host position where I was kind of doing the games with the fans on the Jumbotron. That lasted for two seasons. And then when Bill Allerman retired, he was our public address announcer for 18 seasons. When he retired, that was 2011. The following season, 2012, I became the public address announcer. So this season will mark 13 seasons with the Stars. Yeah. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, that answers that one.
And then the Cowboys worked out because when I was the in-game host for the Stars, one of the Cowboys front office people was at a Stars game and saw me doing what I was doing with the Stars and asked me if I'd consider doing that for the Cowboys. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to consider it. And so I went out to Jerry World and I auditioned as the in-game host and I got it. And so that started the same season as my public address announcer job with the Stars. So I've been doing Cowboys and PA for the Stars since 2012. So this is my seventh season with the Cowboys.
Being a young man and learning the radio industry, what is the best advice you could give to me?
You know, in just in a nutshell, I would say stay curious. Meaning, if you give up being curious about knowledge, then you basically aren't, you know, you aren't worth anything to anybody. The minute that you say, you know what, I'm just going to live my life, whatever comes towards me, that's very reactive. I would say to get ahead in radio, you need to remain curious. Curious about what makes people succeed, about what makes radio what it is, about how the technology works, about how you can make yourself better. That's the overall, you know, theme, is just to kind of stay curious about life. More specifically about radio, you know, radio is a business where, you know, it's entertainment. So it's a who you know business. It's about being in the right place at the right time. And it's about being willing to, you know, start out by doing the jobs nobody else wants to do, whether it be interning or whether it be part-time promotions. Because what happens a lot of times in radio is that, you know, people come and go. It's a very transient profession. And a lot of times when somebody, an on-air personality, goes away or gets fired or moves to another town, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to look to see who's at the radio station that they can plug in. And maybe, you know what, that kid that's been interning on the morning show, you know, he's not making any money, but you know what, he's actually pretty good. Let's give him a chance, you know. So it's being in the right place at the right time and kind of maintaining a positive attitude. I mean, it's all the basic things you hear about any business, but just in entertainment, you know, it's being willing to do the jobs that other people don't want to do to get to where you need to be. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks again for talking for me and helping me out with all this.
Oh, no problem. Is that it?
Yep, that is it.
Oh, okay.